Ben Fagan here with another episode of Career Cash, the podcast. And on this episode, I'm joined by Ryan Peterson. Ryan is a graduate assistant for Baylor University's men's basketball team. And on the episode, we talk about his journey back into basketball, taking things one day at a time, and the three R's to coaching success. It's an awesome conversation. Let's get to it. So I'm pumped. I'm excited to have Mr. Ryan Peterson here on the show. So Ryan, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Ben, what's going on? I appreciate you having me, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. So how I like to start everything is kind of bringing a little bit of context to what you've been up to, you know, lately. I know within the past calendar year or two, you know, it's been kind of a crazy little ride for you. So can you kind of give us some context as to what you're doing now, and then we'll kind of work back from there and how you got there?
Yeah, for sure. So right now I'm a graduate assistant at Baylor University with the men's basketball team. It's a 2-year type deal. I'm getting my master's as well at the same time. So last year was my first year, and I'm going into my second year right now. And I'm studying sports pedagogy. How I kind of got here, when I graduated in 2019 from Lynn, I was kind of really unsure of what I wanted to do. So I ended up going back home to Connecticut for the time being. I actually ended up getting a sales job. Just fell in my lap, wasn't really that interesting to me, but I said, hey, it's a job out of college, so I'll try it out. I ended up being there for 4 or 5 months, and then COVID came, and I was working from home, doing all things like that, and then I ended up getting laid off due to COVID. They let off like 25% of the business. So then there was a few months where I was kind of really unsure of what I wanted to do. But in the back of my mind, I knew I missed basketball and I would love to kind of get back into things in the basketball world. So I reached out to my former prep school coach, Jerry Quinn, who works at St. Thomas More School in Connecticut. I actually ended up playing there for a year after high school. I did a postgraduate year there. So I reached out to him and I said, hey, do you have any spots on your coaching staff? I'd love to kind of learn from you a little bit more. And see if you have any opportunities. Like, yeah, come down, let's talk, whatever. He ended up having a spot open. So that fall, 2 years ago, I ended up going there and started learning from him. And I was there for a year. I was planning on going there, learning from him for a year or two. And I loved it there. And then coming towards the end of the year of that season, it was like March, April, and I got a call from Jeff Price, my head coach at Lynn. And he called me and said, would you be interested in a graduate assistant position? I said, yeah, if it was the right program, if it kind of benefited me, then yes, for sure, I'd be interested. And we went back and forth. And then he knew somebody at this Baylor staff he got me in contact with. We ended up talking, and it just kind of worked out, and it happened really, really quick. And then within a month, I was moving to Texas. So I've never been to Texas before. It was I'm from Connecticut, went to school in Florida, never been to Texas. But I said, yeah, I'm in. Defending champs. It was a great opportunity. So kind of just dropped everything and moved to Waco, Texas. And now I'm here right now getting ready for my second year.
Wow. Look at that journey. A lot happened in such a short amount of time there.
And yeah, it was crazy. It was.
So what, looking back on it now, what kind of helped you work through all of that change that was going on so fast and helped you deal with that uncertainty? Because I think that's something that applies so, you know, in so many different factors. So how did you deal with the uncertainty of it all?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was tough. It was right after college. I mean, I wanted to continue playing basketball, and everything with COVID was really limiting opportunities, not only for myself, but for everybody in the world. And it was tough. I just really wasn't sure my next step. And when it got to the point where I missed basketball, I was like, hey, I really want to pursue this. And I was lucky enough to have a really good relationship with the guys at St. Thomas More, head coach Jerry Quinn, and then his son is now the head of the school there, Matt Quinn. So I was really fortunate enough to have a good relationship with them, and for them to just bring me on for a year and just learn from them. And I was just taking it day by day, honestly. I mean, learning from them, just taking each day as a learning experience and trying to learn from them and not really worrying about the future. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do now here at Baylor. I know I have 1 year left. I'll be getting my master's this time next year, but I don't really know what I'm going to get into after this next year. And I'm not really trying to worry about it. I'm trying to just take this day by day, learn from all the coaches here at Baylor, and obviously trying to win a national championship again. So that's kind of my goal, is not really trying to look too far ahead or get caught up in that, but just trying to take it day by day and just learn each and every day.
Now, is this process of taking things day by day, you know, as important as it is, and it sounds like it is for you, was that something that you had to adopt or that you learned recently, or where did you come across this idea of taking things day by day and putting the emphasis on learning?
Yeah, I mean, I think just getting, if you try to get caught up in what's the next move, or you look at the future too much and not worry about what's in the exact moment, I feel like you can get wrapped up in all different types of areas and avenues which you can go down. And obviously, I'm just keeping all doors open at the moment, but I think just learning and living in the moment is the most important thing. And if I can learn and get better each and every day here, then I know everything will work out in the future.
Absolutely. Can you kind of talk about the that process and some of the similarities and differences and what you've learned from each stage, whether it be the high school, prep school, playing yeah. Division II at Lynn, and then going to one of the larger programs, especially for basketball at Baylor?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's basketball. Basketball is going to be the same pretty much everywhere you go. And I've been fortunate enough to be at all different levels. I played Division II basketball, and then I went back to prep school, an elite prep school, and I was there, and then now I'm at a high major program. So, yes, it's different. There's a lot of differences that go into each and every team and program. But at the end of the day, it's basketball, and everyone has the same goals, and everyone's kind of focused on the same things. So it really is cool having all different aspects and learning from different levels, because I think that's very important. But you can take pieces from each level, learn and try to get better. And now that I'm at this level, it's a whole different style of basketball, but I'm loving it, and I'm loving it every day.
I love that. I'm happy that you're loving it. So yeah, you keep bringing up this idea and keep mentioning learning, and we've talked about it just briefly here, but what does that look like for you? What are you hoping to get when you go in each day looking to learn something new? What does learning look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, our coaches here are at Baylor are very, very supportive. They work with all of us graduate assistants, and they trust us, which is very important. And they all care. So if you have any questions, they're always there to help you out. They're always trying to teach you different things. And I think for me personally, I'm trying to eventually be a coach. That's what I want to do. And the fact that they're willing to help every day and trust me, it shows a lot about their character. And I'm happy and fortunate enough to have such a supporting staff here by my side that cares.
No, definitely. And I think, again, going back to the idea of whether it's in sports and business, whatever it is, you have these ideas, these lessons that transcend the different industries. Exactly. I think one, while you were getting into this, like you said, Coach Price called you, said, and there is this opportunity, but you said, you know, one of the things was that you wanted to make sure it was the right fit.
Yeah.
So what were some things that were important to you? Because I think that's such an important thing when you're looking for jobs, when you're looking for opportunities for schools, different positions, that not only do you hope they're a right fit for you, but you also need to make sure that you're a right fit for them and they're a right fit for you. You know, it goes all sure. ways. So what was it for you? What were you looking for in a program and in an institution and an opportunity that you eventually found in Baylor?
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it. It's almost kind of like the recruiting process with sports coming out of high school. I mean, I'm sure you dealt with it with baseball. I dealt with it with basketball. You look at all different components that fit the best for you. And at that time when Baylor called, it was almost a no-brainer. I didn't really have to think about it that much. But the fact that they're so prestigious at what they do, they've been so well-known for basketball, all the things I've heard about their coaches and Coach Drew being a great guy, all of that just kind of factors in. And then I look at their past graduate assistants and where they've moved on after and gotten jobs. And everyone here seems, when they're here, they do a good job, they get rewarded. And it seems like people have gone pretty good places. And I thought that if I came here and just grind for 2 years, I get come out with a master's degree, and I hopefully get in a position where I'll be happy with a job after this, and it'll set me up for the best success moving forward.
I love it. And so can you take us through what your day-to-day, you know, activities are as a GA and what you're responsible for?
Yeah. So graduate assistants, we actually have 6 of them here, which is a lot. Not many schools have that, but seems like a lot, but it's really not. We do a lot of video. We do a lot of clipping for the coaches. And then we are very involved in on-court workouts. So we'll be involved in practices, workouts. When the guys want to get in the gym to shoot, we'll go over there and get extra time and work out with them and rebound for them. So there's a lot of film, but then there's a lot of on-court stuff, and that kind of is very important. I mean, I like that aspect. I was never into the film aspect. I was never really into that as a player. I mean, I'd watch film, but I never knew how to operate it. But now breaking down film, looking at all these different things, coaches asking for different projects all the time, it makes you think of things that you might have not even thought of before. And it just kind of opens up your mind to the game, and you see a whole different perspective from this side, from when you're actually a player. So it's really cool. But yeah, I mean, I do film stuff, I do on court. So it's very cool. It's kind of both sides of it, which I enjoy a lot.
That's awesome. And so Waco, Texas, talking about it. So let's dive into Waco, Texas. Yeah, again, I've never been there, so I'm got to hear your breakdown of it. What was that whole adjustment? Did you know anybody in Texas, in Waco, before? How did you make that transition?
Yeah, no, I've never been to Texas. This is the farthest, like, west I've actually gone. And yeah, I knew nobody. I had to look up where Baylor was. I wasn't even sure when I got the call, but. Yeah, Waco, my dad knew a little bit about it. He didn't know too much. He's been to Dallas and Austin a couple times, so he told me about that. But, yeah, I'm smack dab in the middle of Austin and Dallas. I'm an hour and a half each way. So Waco is definitely a very interesting town, to say the least. But it's okay. I'm enjoying it. It's a big college town, and if I want to go to a little city or anything, I can go an hour and a half down the road to Austin or Dallas. So it's a pretty good location. The only thing, I mean, I'm sure you're used to it, but the heat, man, right now it's like, it's 100 every single day here. It's crazy. And that's one thing I'm a little used to it from being in Florida for those 2 years, but man, it's different. It's different for sure. Yeah. And this is my first full summer in Waco. So I'm going to experience it all right now. And it's starting to get crazy already.
Yeah. The other day down here, it's starting to creep up into the 90s again. So we haven't gotten triple digits. Yeah. We got about 1,000% humidity. And it rained for like 5 minutes, and then I walked outside, just boom, smacks you in the face. I was like, good God.
That's it.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah, we're back.
Well, it's like 100 degrees here right now, and it's only June. I'm really worried what July and August are going to look like if it's already like this.
Here, things only get hotter from here. So.
No, that's the thing.
No, so that'd be awesome. So what has been your biggest adjustment, if you had to pick one, from your time, you know, in this position so far?
Biggest adjustment, I would just say being available all the time. Being a GA, there's a million different tasks that will be thrown at you every day, whether a player needs you for something or a coach needs you to run an errand or do anything, honestly. So kind of having a flexible schedule all the time, is really important, and just doing whatever task comes your way. We talk about it here all the time. There's no role that's too big for somebody at any time. So if they ask you to do something, just be willing to do it, and then you'll get your respect out of that. And just having that flexible schedule, because everything changes at all different times. Practice times change, workouts change. A guy can call me in 30 minutes and say, hey, let's get some shots up. And yeah, you're doing what you can to make the team better. So at the end of the day, it's doing whatever you can to help the team win at the end of the day.
No, I love that. And when it comes to the balancing of things, because you obviously, you know, you played in college and you're, you know, still going to school, is there any difference in, you know, what you've kind of experienced from the playing side to now more so on the coaching side with the balancing of everything?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar, and I was lucky enough to have that foundation when I was playing, and I was kind of used to it. But now it's almost even a little bit more crazy, because I am taking master's classes. I am in the gym all day. I'm doing film. I'm doing workouts. So yeah, it's long days, but I was lucky enough to have that foundation when I was at Lynn and kind of prioritize things and set a schedule almost, and being able to adjust, like I said. So it's still tough because I'm taking classes. I'm still pursuing a master's degree. I still have homework. But at the end of the day, I'm also here for basketball, and we're trying to win. So you kind of really just have to balance it as best you can. And yeah, it's working out. It's tough, but I know at the end of the day, it'll all work out, and just keep working hard and you'll get through it.
And before we wrap up, you got, you know, where you said you're working towards getting to coaching. Why coaching? What meaning does that bring to you, and what makes you gravitate towards the role of a coach so much?
I just think by past experiences, I've been around basketball for so much. I've been around some amazing coaches. I've learned under some great guys. I'm learning a ton under Coach Drew right now, who's one of the best coaches in the world. I've learned from Coach Price, who is a very successful Division II head coach and has been in the NBA and knows what it takes to get there. I've worked for one of the best prep school coaches in the country, Jerry Quinn. So kind of learning how all of their teaching styles and how it works at each and every level. I think my past experiences and my love for the game, I think it can take me pretty far. And I'm lucky enough to just learn from all these great guys and kind of maybe put it into good use, hopefully after this next year or so. So I'm really enjoying that. And I think I have all the things I need at this point to be successful in the coaching business.
I know, not a doubt coming from my end, whether, you know, whatever that's worth for you. But so now we're getting to the end of the show right here, where it is time to cash out, where it's time for you to leave us and the people with your most valuable piece of advice, a little extra money for the road. So what do you have for us today, Ryan?
I actually heard this the other day. One of my assistant coaches from Baylor shared this with me, and I thought it was very interesting. He said that there's three R's that is successful in this coaching business. The first one's relationships, building relationships with coaches, players, just having that good foundation, making relationships every day is very important in the coaching world. The second thing is results. Results is what keeps you in the business at the end of the day. If you're winning, you're going to do better as a whole moving forward. So winning, results, that's the second one. Then the last one is respect. This is what gets you paid in the business. Coaches fear kind of what you can do as a recruiter, or like player development, X's and O's, things like that. So I think that was really interesting. Coach Alvin Brooks shared that with me the other day. Three R's: relationships, results, and respect. So I think that's very important in the coaching world. And if you can kind of stand by those, I think you can be pretty successful in this coaching business.
I love that. If the three R's equals success, then the four R's thrown right in there is the recipe for a great year there. Man, I appreciate you coming on, and I'm excited to see, you know, what this next year holds and beyond. So thanks so much.
I appreciate you, Ben. Thanks for having me, man.